and welcome.
May 6th edition of the Joint Committee on Stream Restoration and Species Recovery. Today we're going to continue House Bill 3225, the implementation of the Clean Water Service. We left off.
This was a meeting with the governor. I think he made for excellent progress in the committee work narrowing
what form organization or structure was the implementation of Measure 66. We did have that meeting and report on that immediately following
an opportunity to hear from folks water section. We're going to allow some folks
that have come up today to have a little bit of testimony, a record on the
water conservation. So we'll allow about 8 minutes
for Rick Stone, John Rangan, Dana Erickson, Eric Carlson, who are some different water systems. If they would come forward and be. Good morning. Let's begin at the order of the queue. State your name for the record. Please speak.
My name is Rick Stone. I am the chairperson of the Umpqua Basin Watershed Council, and I would add parenthetically, I am not paid to do this Watershed Council work. It is entirely volunteer. I am here because of my commitment to the Oregon Plan. The Watershed Councils have been working in this process for a long time, and each of us has the daunting task of working with a whole Watershed Council. And to make it worse, right now there are about 80 of these Watershed Councils around the state. In order to work with such large and purely voluntary people, such as myself, it is necessary to provide some element of simplicity in trying to establish a common set of comments on this legislation. We have a recommendation that involves two major points. Number one, for the purpose of providing a stable platform for watershed councils to be able to work off of, for a stable platform, we would ask that you adopt, simply for purpose of expediency, the hand engrossed as currently written, 3225 amendments. Amendments, hand engrossed. We recognize that the larger work group has not yet had the opportunity to provide input into that process. And what we will do as a practical matter is we will use the draft that comes out of that larger work group as our working document. But we recognize you don't have that in front of you, and for the sake of expediency, we need to get a stable platform. If we get a stable platform, here is what watershed councils can do. We can, in a period of 12 days, get this unemailable information out to watershed councils. They will then, as individual watershed councils, have an opportunity to look at it and come up with their major comments. And then following that, we will convene a meeting, most likely in Bend, of watershed councils and their representatives from around the state in order to come up with a unified watershed council position. But we need to have the 12 days, or we cannot make the whole process work, and you will continue to receive the fragmented watershed council comments that you have been receiving in the past.
I'm Eric Carlson with the Clackamas Council. I've given copies of the email that we sent out to the watershed councils to Steve to distribute to you. And if you look on page 2, down toward the bottom, it says part 2, and that outlines in writing what we presented to the councils and what we're prepared to do. It says you know, we need, as Rick said, I say 2 weeks in here, 12 days, we'll go through this process, but that's the amount of time that we need to conduct this sort of bare minimum process. If you are interested in hearing a watershed council position on these issues rather than hearing individually from councils. So we're open for questions. I don't want to delay your meeting. I won't talk or read anymore.
The huge amount of value in hearing a coordinated response from the watershed councils and in giving you people the opportunity over time to pull together from the process end who you need to pull together and to work through the issues. The problem is that for us to stop what we're doing for 12 days is probably not possible. And so can you comment on that part of it?
Let me respond to that for just one moment. We know that your process won't stop. However, if the input to your process will reflect input on a single set of amendments from this point forward, it will greatly simplify the organizational process. We recognize there's 100 lobbyists around the room and all of you folks that are continue to think and consider this legislation. But we not only need you to coalesce around a single document for reference purposes, but we also need to have assurance from you that we can get the 12 days and that 12 days from now, our comments will still be relevant.
My name is Dana Erickson from the Longtime Watershed Council. I was here on Monday as well. And I would just like to second the time frame. I run a listserv for the state, all the coordinators in the state, the ones that have emails. And just the common comment has been, we cannot keep up. You know, by the time testimony is going in, we don't even have the dash whatever number amendments. So the 12 days is actually a bare minimum. I mean, it's going to be an incredible struggle for us just voluntarily to drive over to Bend, get a facilitator, work together like that. It's really difficult. So if you could grant us that would be wonderful. Thank you.
For the record, I'm John Runyon with the McKenzie Watershed Council. I just want to emphasize that we are looking at this as a stable platform. We do not endorse the revisions as they stand, but in the interest of moving the process forward, we would like to have this as a stable target that watershed councils can use. So far, the process, as Dana and others have stated, has been moving targets. It's very difficult to communicate that to watershed councils, and we need to have the opportunity for a coordinated process, and we will deliver in 12 days if you give us that opportunity.
Well, I'm looking at both groups, and I think we'd like to do it, but I'm trying to decide where this group is with this many is so difficult. I mean, we've come to agreement in a lot of areas, but there's two areas definitely that are still hanging out there that I don't think we'd get agreement in unless we had a vote. And by that time, it's part of the bill.
I think we need to have a little discussion about logistics and the
process. Where we are in terms of the calendar, the committee closures, and just the physical necessity of
Chair. First and foremost, obviously, we would want to move the bill as soon as we possibly could to Ways and Means. That is a consideration. May 21st is our deadline for meeting, basically because we're a joint committee. That, I think, would be our absolute last day that we could possibly take action on the bill to meet our deadlines. Keep in mind, please, however, that Jeanette will need time to draft any amendments in order for me to drop the bill and get keep it moving through the building. So my recommendation is that, you know, if we can get a bill passed out a week, or at least our concept in for drafting a week prior to the deadline, that would be the most helpful. But basically May 21st is the last day that we should have a bill dropped on this measure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand where you folks are coming from. I'm a little concerned that we've been at this process for, 3 months at least, working on this bill, and we've had trouble focusing it together, too. But what I wanted to point out is that we are extended right now from our deadline, and it takes the endorsement or the blessing of the leadership of both the House and the Senate to extend our timeline. We're on their graces right now, and we're asked to get this bill out just as soon as we can. So I think it would be very difficult to extend it that far.
I guess I would probably take a little different tack. I think this is such an important issue, and the watershed is such an important part of this process. And even if we are pushing them to 12 days, I think we ought to look at this. I mean, we're liable to be here until the 1st of July, and this whole process is realistically trying to be. We might be here until August or September or December, or who knows. But I really think this is such an important issue that we've got to keep the timeline going. I feel that the Water Council is such a crucial part of this whole thing that we got to work with them in some way. Maybe.
Well, I can start making motions right now on existing amendments, and we can do this today, and that gives you 12 days. Live or die, most of this.
Thank you, Mr. Rick. Mr. Stahl, can you guys get together and back to us a week from this next Monday? That's 10 days. Well, including the weekend.
A week from Monday as opposed to a week from Tuesday.
Yes.
And 11 days. We can do that. Because what we're going to do.
If you can do 11 days, why can't you do 10, right?
The reason we cannot do 10 days is because we have to have a two-tiered process. We have to have the Watershed Council get the information, meet and reach consensus positions. Then we have to have representatives of each of those watershed councils then get together. We are tentatively scheduling the meeting for Friday, May 12th, May 14th. Friday, May 14th in Bend to pull the individual reps together as quickly as we can get things done. We're going to meet right after that meeting on Friday and pull our stuff together. Yes, we could have it Monday. That would work. But to try to do it any sooner than that, remember, but half the people on these watershed councils are very skeptical of the legislative process, and the last thing we need to do is try to overrush that process. All we do is leave out the stakeholders when we overrush it. That's the problem.
Thank you. Mr. Chair?
Oh, okay.
I agree with my colleagues across the aisle there that we do need some time on this issue if we can go with that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I deeply appreciate the need for time and for the consideration of the watershed council. But if we talk the 12 days, not considering what Judith was just mentioning a minute ago in terms of the logistics with LC and others, it's certainly going to take at least a couple meetings out of this session to digest whatever it is that the watershed councils bring us, unless we're just telling them to go write the bill, which I think is not what we're probably intending to do.
We'd be happy to do that.
I'm sure. But I first really have you know, concerned with that. And just as one footnote, not relating particularly to this, but I hope my colleague on the Senate side from Pendleton will work as hard as I am to try to make sure that we're home for Rhonda.
We're going to have the parade.
Chris, I'm just your good colleague from Pendleton told everybody we're going to be home for Rhonda, regardless of what we're doing. Just briefly, I really do agree with Senator Nelson. I think we have to listen to the folks.
First question, Chair, are we still operating on a June 15th exit strategy? Because if that's the time frame we're on, I don't know of a person in this building that believes that.
Actually, I heard some of the members have made reservations for Thanksgiving Day.
I mean, the point behind that is, and it's honorable to have an exit strategy with a date certain, but since we're not going to make that, to use extra time for something as vital and important as we're doing here makes sense. And it would be my feeling that if the entire committee went to leadership and said, we need more time, this is that important, that we would probably get it. So I think to allow these folks to go through their process and get back to us is certainly relevant, and as far as the time we're going to need, we've done one Saturday, we could do more Saturdays here in this committee. My apologies, Senator Tarnow. But we could do that. I guess to do something as important as we're doing here and to short-circuit that for a mythical exit strategy, I don't think is serving the people of Oregon properly.
I would say, can you call the rest of the council?
Their testimony drives what I've been concerned about for a while, and that is that if we don't have time to do the kind of work that they've volunteered to do, in terms of lead times, and I think we need to do a pretty simple version of the bill. But if we can give some time for them to do the work, then I think that it's helpful to go through the broader scopes that are on the table. So it'd be good for us to decide whether we're going to go for the simple version or we're going to get enough time to do a broader version.
I reiterate what my colleague just said, that if we go with a simple version, even if we get it down to where there's two options here and send it out to them, on the two or three sticking points that are there, get all the other things that are on agreement and get this process going so they have a document in front of their hands that they can look at and say, this is the bill, then they've got what they can work. Even if we just, if the two sticking points, we give them two options in there, so that they have a bill to look at. I think that it would behoove us to get our job done and to give them something to work with and then give them the response time. I agree with you that I hate to admit that maybe the present speaker might have overhailed when she said we were going to be out of here on her birthday, but it looks like we're not going to make it.
Thank you, Chair. I just sort of, echo a little bit what Mr. Thompson said. I'm concerned that if the Watershed Council is still out, and I guess I heard you say you're going to start the Dash 5, it seems to me that this committee has to have some solidification of sort of where we are. So because I think it could be kind of a cumbersome process if they go out and work on something and we're still not quite to where we're, maybe have our hands really around it. I guess that's a little concern that I have. I don't know if two options are this year or not, but I guess I'm a little bit nervous yet about the fact that we aren't. And maybe the leadership in this committee knows exactly, have their hands around that, so you could give them something that would pretty well give them direction where you want them to really focus. And if you do, that's great.
Thank you for the there's hands up on the panel.
Is that how we do it?
No, actually, we don't.
Oh.
We'd like to talk, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to mention, if it makes you feel better about working on Saturdays, that everyone, all the coordinators and members that come to this are ditching summer projects that they're trying to get online right now, and there's a G-Web workshop we're going to be interrupting. I mean, we're really making a huge concession to try to get together in a week, and we've been really trying to keep up with the process. We really have, faithfully. So just to toss that in, and then I think Rick wanted to say.
Yes, I wanted to respond to Representative Lundquist's comments, and we agree in concept with Representative Lundquist. We want to have a stable document to work with. The problem is, in needing the 12 days, we don't see anything that encompasses the range of concepts, not necessarily the exact language or even the direction, but the range of concepts any better than that hand-engrossed five that we're talking about in order to give us this platform. And so recognizing that, then at least we can start our 12 days now, instead, or our 11 days now, instead of starting our process a week or 2 weeks from now when you reach a stable draft.
Well, I would just suggest to the panel that 12 days is a lot of time, and 11 days is certainly hard to get a project turned around in. And if you work Saturday,
I don't know why we need 6 more days. And the point here is that
I think if the community has its own authority to do it, well, the answer is no.
If the real question is when you see the windows up and you keep moving, you've already been able to show your initial capital. Leadership on both sides of the
road. And that's sort of what we're working on right now. I'm not sure the committee's ready to move that side and then today. You know, we just look
around the table and get a head nod. Are we ready to move that side today?
As something, if you care, I make a motion to move the day 6th Amendment. That's a motion.
You
can't not recognize it.
If we were in work session.
We are in work session. That's what we're in.
Okay.
We haven't even had an explanation of 6, 7, 8, and 9. We are in work session, and according to the paper, that's all we're under. I just had it done to me by the NRA upstairs.
I'm a member, but I didn't do it.
Here in workstation, that's the motion.
Okay. We can talk about that. I have not dealt with workstation. We're in public session.
You're not in public session. That's what you said right here on your...
they're looking at Matt Gavel in work session, but I will, and if you wish to make that motion,
I don't want to be in this situation.
That discussion, we have to do something. Then we can't be.
You can't be under if you're under work session. I'm sorry, I don't want to be in this situation, but I had it done to me upstairs.
Let me dabble in a work session.
I really don't want to be in this. We understand what's happened in this building and what the NRA and what's gone on upstairs, and I apologize for the situation that's developed. But,
I would just ask you to let the process go forward and make the motion.
Should we go to the 7th? Okay, we'll do the 7th. I'd like to make a motion to do the dash 7 amendments, which is nothing more than the definitions.
We have a motion on the floor from the Jack Evans, and I'd like the committee to refer to the Jack Evans amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. The Dash 7 amendments to House Bill 3225 deal with definitions only. One of the most important factors that this committee is dealing with, of course, is the capital expenditures definition. Why don't we start there? That's on page 1 of the Dash 1 amendment, starting on line 11. All of the definitions for capital expenditures in all of the amendments are very similar. They all state that it means the direct expenses related to projects that restore enhanced protect fish and wildlife habitat and watershed functions, including but not limited to. The ones that are exactly the same in all the amendments, you'll see in C, D, and E, that is the construction or implementation of habitat or watershed restoration projects, B, technical support directly related to the implementation of the project, and E, monitoring activities necessary to determine actual effectiveness of the project. I will point out in sub A, on line 14, Jeanette, in the dash 2, Jeanette actually gave us her run at what the definition of capital expenditures would be. The only difference in the dash 7 is that under sub A on line 14, it includes assessment costs. And sub B deals with land or water acquisition, including appraisal costs and other related costs. The idea is identical throughout the amendments. The wording is a little bit different on sub B, but it is essentially saying that both appraisal costs, land or water acquisition costs, as well as other related costs, would be covered. Why don't we just start with that definition?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in relationship to capital expenditure costs, I'm a little uncomfortable with almost any of the definitions that we've had on this, and I'm going to propose that we look at Chapter 263 of the Internal Revenue Codes, which define capital expenditure costs, and on the basis of if that definition will fit our needs in this purpose, that it will pretty much eliminate us from any possible litigation that might take place at some later time. And I'm understanding in making this recommendation at this point that it's not something that I don't have an amendment, because I didn't know that we were coming in with this right now.
Thank you. I'm in support of the capital expenditures definition here. I would just like to pluralize projects. Go from on line 15 on the dash 7 amendments on page 1. It says, well, I'll just read the paragraph. Expenses of assessment, research, design, and other technical requirements for the implementation of a project. And I think that we're going to need to be doing research on some related projects. So I'd like to just conceptually amend taking out the word A and putting an S on the word projects. Senator Tarnow just advised that perhaps we could say implementation of a project and then add the words or projects. Also effectively. So I would say or projects.
So your motion for conceptual amendments to the dash 7 amendments for or projects?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
When we had our meeting yesterday with Governor Kitzhaber and his staff, we suggested what Representative Jensen suggested, that we take a look at the IRS. And I would like to ask Jeanette Holman to come up and tell us what they found out. They were going to check with the Attorney General to see if that would work.
And as a matter of fact, committee members, the plan for this morning was to deal with the Attorney General's discussions that have been going on about limitations of spending and a few other things that we thought we needed to do. We have a motion on the floor with a conceptual amendment. Let's bring up Jeanette Holman. Rock, if you have anything to add to the discussion, now would be the time.
Smart move.
Or would you like to
be? Where he wants to be.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Jeanette Holman from Legislative Council. Would you ask again what you really want to know about capital expenditures? The only concern I would have with the internal revenue definition is that it's for a different purpose.
The fact that it was 17 pages long wasn't a problem.
We would hope we could tear it down often we can. The Attorney General is also looking at this question, as you know, and hopefully some guidance will come from that. But again, that is something that is down the road a piece, so we can take a crack at it, and they can tell us whether we're right or wrong, which often happens. I do have a copy of the capital expenditures language that the committee, that Representative Jensen was referring to. I don't know if the rest of the committee has it.
Ms. Holman, you're in the process now of the
thinking concepts with the Attorney General and other staff about the parameters of definition. My understanding is that those discussions have not come to fruition, and you don't have yet language that the State Attorney General and the legal staff of the LSO all agree on that are serviceable for this purpose.
Mr. Chair, that's correct. The inclination we're hearing from the Attorney General is that it's going to be a narrow definition, but that could change in the next discussion at this point.
Well, Hank Gripley Thompson's got us headed around the right direction from the standpoint of at least we're going to have to get, we will have to get this definition. And I think that's what he's trying to do, and whether this is the right manner, we might want to change that. But I think it's extremely important, because this is going to be in court over this.
Right.
And we are going to be in court over this, probably. And at least I think we need to do the best job we possibly can, everyone on this council, and I know that's what Reverend Thompson's trying to do, is that we take, but I do think we're going to have enough time, whether it's internal revenue or whether it's some combination, but I hope that we can forestall some of our court action by taking careful deliberation now to keep that from being a reality. And Reverend Thompson talked that himself, but I know what he's trying to do here. And, I know what it feels like to get run over, so.
Representative, did you have Lewis, I have Senator Nelson and Senator.
Is this going to tough day, Senator Duke?
It's
been a tough week, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to oppose the Dash 7. I think the purpose here is we've got these watershed councils. I think we do it. The Dash 5s have definitions. We know that they're not maybe complete. I think what our object here today is to
get these watershed councils on the road before 8 o'clock so they can get their meeting going in Bend on next Friday. And we're going to have to resolve some of these problems, but I think we ought to defeat the Dash 7 because we've got conceptual amendments and all these sort of things. Pass the Dash 5 to get the watershed councils out on the road, get them so they're working, and we can continue with our process here.
Mr. Chair, in the spirit of bipartisanism, I'll withdraw my motion because I wanted the watershed council to see what's going on here and the problems that we're dealing with. And I apologize, but I think we're at a point where we have to start going through the motion situation and to bring forward the amendments. I hope it doesn't all come together as a one lump Dash 5, that it comes together as individual amendments so that we can look at sections by sections, make the votes, and move forward and give them a document as soon as possible so that they can have something to work on in hopes that they can make response back to us.
The motion to withdraw his knowledge, however, is subject to President King's motion to withdraw his proposal.
And I apologize for doing it, but I wanted to make sure.
President Johnson, I don't think apology is necessary. I appreciate the fact that you focused on this discussion, and I think the Washington Council has asked the question that precipitated the action. So, apology not necessary, but we would forever have referred to this as the NRA reaction motion. Chair rules that the conceptual amendment and the Dash 7 amendment motion have been withdrawn. The Senator Duke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I actually want to thank Representative Thompson for doing all of this. It's May 6th. And I think sometimes we need to be reminded that this session is going by rather rapidly. How close we are to the end, who knows, but it is moving rather rapidly. And in the last couple of weeks, we've taken a lot of testimony. We've talked a lot about this without getting to the kinds of specifics we almost got to this morning. And we've all wanted the watershed councils to meet if that was possible and to do that. Although I've heard from my watershed councils, I tell you, they don't like the Dash 5, but I think at some point we have to say okay and do our job, which is to move forward and enact ballot measure 66. And we can't put it off forever, and I think that that was Representative Thompson's point. And I want to acknowledge the move forward yesterday and the meeting in the governor's office and hope that we can continue to do something that looks bipartisan as we move forward to the resolution of this, because I think the other side of that coin is not going to move saving fish forward at all.
Representative Johnson and Senator Dukes, I think the commentary that you made, I thought we did make major progress in the last couple of sessions.
Trying to focus on a couple of different variables that need to be decided and have to be leadership and the governor's office and other folks that are engaged in coming to closure on those couple of different issues.
You've had some questions in the governor's office, the response to which may inform the discussion and we'll get those answers.
Got some people out really beating the brush with the definition of this that will be legally defensible.
That's the cornerstone of whether or not they're ready to drive the challenge.
After we let it leave this building, I think all that stuff coming together is okay. Whether or not we have the ability to do the 12-day period, I think we get the Dash 5 amendments to be from the committee
out as an adopted amendment.
But under the signatures of the co-chairs soliciting their input on that. And I think the thing that would help us this morning is to bring the watershed council back to just a few minutes, not more than five, and ask them. If they have a real huge problem with Dash 5, it would be nice for us to hear about it, you know, in very brief shorthand, so that we can always be focusing on these
left on the table,
so that where there's the biggest difference. But I don't know if I would want to force the committee to vote on the Dash 5 this morning. We want to stay together on this process as much as possible, and we do have some differences, but I think we're focused.
Senator Duke.
I have a request for clarification. You said that the co-chairs would write a letter asking for the Watershed Council's input on the draft. Which draft were you speaking of?
I said dash five.
Would you also ask them to take a look at the dash two, just out of courtesy for those of us who have some concerns about the dash five?
Actually, you know, I could send them all the parts of the committee.
Oh, I understand.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members, and I guess I need the Watershed Council folks to
pay attention.
Could you
escort the Watershed
Council
back to the podium?
In response to concerns that Senator Dukes raised or the comments, I would offer that the Watershed Councils, I did in fact deliver personally a disc with the Dash 2 and the Dash 5 amendments 2 weeks ago. I delivered them in Portland so that the Watershed Councils would have the benefit of the most access to input on this process. So I do know that they do have on disk the Dash 2 and Dash 5 amendments. What I would recommend and what would be most helpful to the Legislative Council is if you did make any comments that you did not work on the hand and gross version, that you actually work on the Dash 5 amendments, because that's what everyone has. And if you want to pull all the pieces that you see hand and gross and make recommendations with respect to those, that would be fine. But the problem is that everyone has access to the Dash 5s, and I think just for clarity of discussion and clarity in drafting amendments, that would be most helpful.
Point of clarification.
We heard a couple of questions. First term,
point of clarification takes precedence over. Point of clarification takes precedence over.
Clarification.
Has any information been given to them about any other dash amendments besides 2 and 5?
Mr. Chair, Representative Thompson, the request to me at the time, and we didn't have the rest of the dash amendments. This was prior to us receiving the dash 6 through dash 10. I didn't have those at that point in time. At that point in time, we were working out the dash 2s and dash 5s. Jeanette copied those onto disk. I delivered those so that they would have those to review, but they didn't. We didn't have the dash the rest of the amendments at that time.
A point of clarification. Will they be able to have access to other amendments as they come up?
Copied all the amendments. We'll get them more copies of that. If they need those on hard disk, I will get that to them today.
Representative Thompson, to your question, I would be able to be the desire of the Watershed Council after this meeting. Work with Judith on the board connections, the 52 folks that are already on email. You need to download those email addresses, upload the our addresses. But amendments have been available here at the committee meeting. I don't think we have mailed to every Watershed Council by address, and I'm almost guaranteeing we haven't done that. But folks have been here from every Watershed Council meeting. There's folks in the building who are Watershed Council members, so we're putting them out there. We just can't guarantee that everybody's with that program. Good job trying to put it out there. First, if we finish the points of clarification, okay. Representative Lundquist and Senator Duke.
I'm trying to do a reality check here with myself, I guess, of where we're headed. It seems to me, if we just sort of analyze where we are, we have X number of different amendments. I do not sense a consensus around this council or this committee of that one of them is the way we need to go. I think I personally have not, I'll just admit, do not have all of the, energies maybe that, certainly that the co-chairs have put into this process. And maybe some other things more than I have. But I believe our co-chairs are the ones who probably have the best direction of understanding the major issues that we need to talk about. And I would, for one, would be comfortable having the co-chairs pull together out of, I don't care how many dashes you're talking about, the major issues on which this program is really going to survive or die in the long run. And I would be comfortable having the co-chairs
have the opportunity to pull that information together. You've been talking to the governor. You know the major issues that we're going to have to work with. I believe you can pull forth those, and not in a in an amendment form, but in a document that will help do two things. Give us some direction on the committee. These are the major challenges that we're going to face. And we likewise could give it to the watershed councils. And yes, they don't have a document, but per se, a dash amendment. But you would have the meat that's going to be on this document when we finally get done. And it seems to me that you two could give us a direction and give the watershed council the direction without just giving them 5 or 6 or 10 different amendments and saying that that's where we want to go. That's, I know it's a step maybe a little bit different from where we've been talking, but that's how it strikes me. That's, you can put in the capital definition and you know, internal revenue, all these kind of things. I think you have the opportunity, along with the staff, to synthesize that and bring that together. And that's, I've been thinking as we're going around the table that somehow we need to have a little better direction. I think you two are the ones to give that direction.
Thank you, Your Honor. Any further discussion?
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Senator Nelson.
I agree with a lot of what Representative Lundquist just said. It had occurred to me as we were saying, well, do they have this dash and do they have that dash, that the dashes have become somewhat politically charged. And I don't want to put the watershed councils in the middle of that political debate. It's not their debate, it's ours. And I would be much happier if they were to address each of the issues reflected in any of the dashes. And rather than looking at the language that we have had LC craft, tell us what they think we ought to do with each one of those issues. And I would also say that I hope that if legislators attend your meeting, that you make them sit in the audience and not let them voice anything. Because we created you, and you're out there doing a darn good job, and we keep saying that we want to hear from you. So if you're going to call a summit, which is not easy for Watershed Council folks to do, then I think we ought to stay out of it, and we ought to just give you issues and let you deal with the issues and never mind what the language is in the dash 5s or the dash 2s or the dash 7s or any of the rest of them.
Thank you, Senator. Representative, you're next on the list.
I'm not making a motion, but I'm suggesting that we work with something simple like the dash 6. The dash 5 does have the broadest, you know, discussion areas. And I think that that's an important, you know, document for the watershed councils to, you know, to include in their discussions. But we also, you know, the co-chairs advise some areas that, you know, are, you know, we expect to quote have off the table. I think that we could end up having even more discussion on dash 5 as we adopt it in terms of, well, what goes out, and if we leave, you know, too much or the long parts in, we might, you know, run into a veto. So I think that it's, and at the same time also, we don't necessarily want the watershed council to spend too much time talking about too many issues that aren't going to be real focused, because they're not going to have a lot of time in their work session either. So I think, you know, starting at the simple point and then adding to it and then having them include all the discussion points in the dash 5 probably is more effective than taking on the whole piece and then having us spend a great deal of our time, which we don't have much of, discussing, you know, what gets revised or what goes out. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I think to build on Representative King's comments that the Dash 5s do present a very comprehensive opportunity, probably the most comprehensive look of all the dashes that we have. The Watershed Councils have already expressed an interest in working on that platform, and I think that if we send them out of here without some kind of, if we're not walking down the same road, if they're not commenting on something that we're willing to consider as a platform for this, then we haven't done them any favors and we haven't facilitated their process. And I want to just reiterate one more time that the stakeholders on the ground that are represented by the watershed councils are really what is a huge, huge part of the Oregon plan. And to ignore this input and to not do everything that we can do to facilitate this input is a horrible tactical mistake for us, and it doesn't do any good at all to the quality of the product that we're hoping out the other end of the spectrum. I would hope that we could work with the latest version of the Dash 5 amendments, the Hammond Glen version of the Dash 5 amendments, because that reflects the end result of a lot of work by a lot of people. The Watershed Council has said that they can get that information out to their membership. They can bring that back together and put a comprehensive package together. I think in terms of moving this process along, that we're buying lock, stock, and barrel onto the Dash 5, but to use that would move this forward in a direction that isn't going to exclude it.
Representative Cruz?
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Representative Morgan covered a lot of my points. We've been going circular here for quite some time. The watershed councils or representatives of a larger group, certainly, and not speaking for the group, came to us, said, allow us to come together, use the Hendon Gross Dash 5 as a template. We are not endorsing anything here. We need a place to start from. There has been a lot of work, a lot of consensus work that have gone into these. And even the consensus group doesn't buy into it. So the reality is they have asked for a place to start. We have it. I support the co-chair's statement that the chairs would give them this as a place to start. Nobody's buying into anything here. But I would not want to assume that we are giving them in the Dash 5 something too broad for them to get their hands on. My God, these people are the ones out there doing it. They know the whole landscape. They should comment on the broader concept here. And this is the opportunity for us to do it. If we don't give them this today, their ability to have timely input into the process will disappear.
With that said, I would move the Dash 5 with the understanding that it used to be a platform for the point, as part of a point of discussion. And the Dash 5 Handy Gross, excuse me, as a starting point for discussion and allow the watersheds to go out and sally forth and bring back their feelings. But you can sally forth, I don't know. That's my motion. Does anybody want to amend it? That's folks on the far left over here. Well, how do you look at things?
Only with you from your perspective.
The audience is here on the far right.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I guess I would speak for the motion and some in favor of, I'm getting preciously close to the middle, I hope.
Verification, there is no motion.
Yes, there is. You placed one.
You made a motion. Did you receive the motion?
I move that we accept the Dash 5 Handy Gross amendment to 3265. Is that what we're talking about? 3225 as a platform discussion and a point from which the watershed councils and other interested groups can sally forth. Is that the right word? Sally forth?
Oh, that's a legal term.
Oh, sorry.
Is
that in motion? I don't know if you did. As a starting point so we can get this process moving.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And one of my concern is that one of my reasons for supporting this motion right now is that if the watershed councils go out with 10 different amendments, they can have as much trouble as I think we have been floundering in going through this process. And I would think I prefer that they take a look at one amendment or one document, come back to us with what's good and what's bad. We have had the experience, hopefully, and especially the co-chairs, and you know, we're going through this process. We can take what they think is good about a particular document and what's bad about it, and try to pull out from the other amendments we have those things that correct their concerns, and leave in those things that support their concerns, as long as it's the judgment of the committee. So I think it gives us more of something concrete, to a platform to work from. And if we're working from 10 different amendments in something this complicated, we're never going to get there. We're going to have the proverbial camel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm really concerned the direction we're going and the signals we're setting out. We've heard a lot of testimony from a lot of different watershed associations for the last two and a half months. Parts of the Dash 5, I think we conceptually agree with, parts we don't. And even if we did adopt the Dash 5s conceptually and send that out, we're in the progress right now of working through some things with the appointments. Some of the really important parts of this bill that might be totally different in a week or two. The definition, if we go to the IRS, the appointments, which I think are the biggest issue we're dealing with here, is who appoints the chair of the committee, who appoints the director, and the makeup of those committees. I think we're pretty close on the committees, but the concepts of the regions, which is in the Dash 5s, I thought last meeting we took that off the table. The appointments of the committee itself, I thought we conceptually agreed that that would be from regions or from different geographical areas, but not specifically from different groups. I'm just concerned. I would be very much in favor of giving all the amendments, make sure they have all the amendments to work on, make sure that we keep abreast with them of the movement we're making and the new agreements we're getting and the support we're getting from the governor's office as we develop the definitions and this type of thing. I'm really concerned that if we send you down the road with the Dash 5s, even though we say they're conceptual, that you're going to get some misconceptions and we're going to have a real rat's nest when you come back. We don't want to do that. I know that from the calls I'm getting from around the state, there are watershed associations that do not want to talk about the Dash 5s. So I think it could create more problems than it results.
We have Senator Duke.
Thank you, Representative Nestle. Me too. I agree. I think to adopt the Dash 5s now would indicate to the folks out there, wherever they are, those who are not in the basement of this building this morning, that's the direction we want to go in, and this committee has not yet made that determination.
Follow-up discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I intended to speak also. We have to adhere to process in this building. If we don't, we're going to get into all kinds of problems. And we as co-chairs have to go back to our leadership and get approval to delay this decision. We've done that twice already, and for us to promise to you folks that we're going to hold this off for 12 days is outside of process. I just am very much opposed to that.
Representative Morgan, you're up.
I don't know, Mr. Chair, that's going to be a hard act to follow.
Or maybe good.
I want to talk to Senator Nelson's motion. I think that moving to a platform that conceptually includes the latest version of the Dash 5 is a positive movement for this committee to make. I think that we have gotten clear testimony from the Watershed Council that they have polled their members and they are prepared to proceed in a constructive discussion from the point of view of the Dash 5, and they are desiring to do that. We also need to clearly recognize that moving this motion get this thing rolling and not cut the water out of this process.
General.
Thank you. Speaking against the motion, consistent with the points that I made before, but I think that, you know, if we do get the product back from the Watershed Council, this group still needs time to be able to process that. And if we're dealing with something as broad as Dash 5, we could end up with something that, you know, comes out messy. And there is a worse concept, legislative concept in August, and that's special session. And if we've got the mandatory parts of what we have to do, you know, in a bill that, you know, doesn't get past the veto process, then we're stuck. You know, we would be facing, you know, the possibility of having to do a special session because we don't have the right product out of this committee.
Thank you, Eric.
I agree with the House co-chair that I need to be very careful what we do. I agree with Representative Morgan as far as this. We're not cutting the Watershed Councils out by simply not passing the major errors dash 5 today. I think that's any part of the issue. And that's not, do I think we ought to cut out the large work group that we're not talking about this morning at all. I think that we need to have everybody, as nearly as we can. I'm not in any way want to cut out the Watershed Council, but if we pass the Dash 5, it will be absolutely perceived around the state. We are now supporting the Dash 5 amendments. We can talk till we're blue in the face, but that's what will be out there. And I still believe that we do have to focus on some of the main core items, and that's how we're going to get through this process. It's agreeing on the definition, some of those key ones, and then we'll make the decisions.
You started.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with Co-Chair Musselby, too, and with the statements that have been made in opposition to adopting the motion, or some of the statements made. It's certainly not my intention to advance the Dash 5 as the template from which this committee is signing off on. The concern that I have and what I'd like to see people do as we proceed on is work from this, that I like this part, I dislike this part. And if we've got 10 different amendments out here, we can't do that. If we have one amendment we're working from, or one draft we're working from, we can do that. Now, the last thing that I want to do is that what Representative Lundquist is saying is send a message to anyone here or the public that this is what we have decided on, because I don't think we're anywhere close to making that decision right now. Well, we're closer than we were a couple months ago, but yeah.
Well, I would actually say we're closer than we were yesterday, but maybe incremental progress. Senator Nelson has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would withdraw my motion. I can understand the concern, and the co-chairs have concern about that, and I, I would agree with Representative Runcliffe that you folks do have the best feel for this, but I just feel we have to move this process on. And these folks will come in here with an idea, and if you can come up with another suggestion, another plan or something to go forward, I wouldn't withdraw my motion, just in the spirit of moving this process forward and understanding that the co-chairs do have the greater understanding of what's going on in this process.
Chair recognizes Senator Nelson's conditional withdrawal of his motion. Senator Shields, and I think what we're going to do is conclude this discussion with the congressional staff and a conceptual sending forth of a message to the watershed.
Maybe I'm demonstrating my naivete, but why can't they just take this and take a look at it and comment on whatever they want, and as much as they want, and as much in detail as they want? I just don't understand. I mean, we have this magic little book that you've worked so hard on. Why can't they do all this?
Anybody care if you comment on...
I mean, I know that's probably a naive question, but...
The problem with this book of amendments is that it isn't a comprehensive picture. A bunch of pieces of a picture, and so it's going to start from this rather than something like this, which is a comprehensive system. Look at this. It doesn't give you a whole picture to look at. This gives you a bunch of disjointed pieces of a picture.
But
this gives you a system to look at.
What she said.
Senator, and just to follow up, I understand what Representative Morgan is saying, but they know that. They know that these are pieces, but it gives them an opportunity to comment on various pieces. They can probably put this puzzle together as well as we can.
Co-chairs are about ready to make a closure on this issue, and what's just something absolutely pressing somebody has to bring forward?
I'd just like to say that they already have this. We can't keep it from them.
Just one short one, Mr. Chair. The reality is that it's not these folks who got to worry about it. It's the other 75 watershed councils, and we try to give them all these pieces. They aren't going to have a chance to bring anything together in time for their meeting. For them to get consensus, it has to be on one document, one picture.
Colleagues, we all have committees beginning at 8:30. Let's do our
mind start today.
Okay, well, I'm very respectful of this. What we're going to send you something that the committee is getting from the product of the work group that was presented today. It's the Hammond version of Dash 5. We're going to include this resource document, which has the rest of the amendments that were brought forward. You're free to comment on any of this stuff. We're going to essentially ask you to bring back as quickly as possible any comments that you have. If you have one or two major items of concern, I think you need to express those here today so members can hear where those items are. You don't have to have resolutions. Just raise the issue so that legislative council knows what the big changes might be. What we're going to do is make some assignments for the committee to carry some bills, and then we're going to move an amendment this morning. Representative King will carry the Senate Bill 131 with your permission, and that is the Senate bill that allows the Oregon Department of Administrative Services to provide liability protection to volunteered watershed council coordinators. Great bill. Representative Cruz, I'd like to ask you to carry Senate Bill 132 on the changes to the membership in terms of the self-insurance partnership. Representative Thompson, I'd like you to carry the bill that directs the Department of Fish and Wildlife to create a pilot program to purchase aquaculture products. Senator Nelson, I'd like to ask you to carry House Junk Memorial 1, which asks the National Marine Fisheries Service to refocus their activities on stone restoration versus enforcement. Senator Tarno, I'd like to ask you to carry the House Junk Memorial that amends the Marine Mammal Protection Act, you would please. And I will carry House Junk Memorial 11, which urges Congress to provide Oregon legal rights affecting Hanford Nuclear Reservation. So ordered.
President Thompson, do you have a motion to make?
I'd like to make a motion to move the Dash 4 amendments.
Can you explain the Dash 4 amendments? I just got them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3225, the Dash 4 Amendment, deal with one thing and one thing only, and that is bullfrog. Affectionately known to me as the Jeremiah Amendment since I was raised in Motown. If the amendment is only to ORS 496.009, which defines game fish, so it removes bullfrogs from the game fish list. The only practical effect of this amendment would be to allow bullfrogs to be commercially harvested.
Oh, I'm so glad we're finally doing something so vital to the economy of Oregon. That's just something.
Is there, could there possibly be any discussion on the
account? Mr. Chair, what are we doing to all those little kids who like to go out and catch them?
They could catch them commercially as well.
Was a question.
Good answer.
Is there any further discussion on the dash for the role of the phone?
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative King?
Aye. I said yes.
Representative Cruz?
I, with potential conflict of interest, but...
Yes.
Senator Duke.
Aye.
Senator Nelson. Senator Shields.
Aye.
Senator Kernda.
Aye.
President Mendel.
Aye.
Senator Ailey.
Aye.
Motion passed. Can the watershed councilors remain and work with Judith? We will give you the research package. We will ask you to review the Dash 5 abandoned growth. All of our committee will be giving the same document today. Pleased with the understanding that that's simply the last version of Dash 5 document that is in motion. And we'd ask you to bring back as soon as possible the watershed council's input. I will ask my co-chair to confer with leadership on how much time they have and take as much time as you need, but we're going to be moving something out of this committee as soon as we can.
Could we ask them also, the work group had come up with a list of 10 concepts, and I think that would be great to give to them. It sort of puts all the other stuff behind it, and... But you may be able to help clarify some of those 10 issues for us and your perspective.
What I would like to say is that the issue for us is the issue of the moving target. If we go through this process and you all are moving ahead, by the time we get done, you're going to be beyond it. We'll talk about this morning, but if the process is going to continue, we probably will not go through the process that we outlined this morning because it won't be worth doing. So I understand where you're coming from.
The frustration of the committee and the frustration of the panel is evident. The fact of the matter is we really only need closure on definitions, appointments, and the final form and structure.
Okay.
And those are three things that those things are definitely in play. If the watershed councils are disconnected from some major issue, you better bring that forward. Thank you for your attendance. That 5 minutes that you asked for this morning was a very busy 5 minutes.
Thank you.